Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm opposed to having a brother and sister be together and call that marriage. I'm opposed to an older guy marrying a child and calling that a marriage. I'm opposed to one guy having multiple wives and calling that marriage.
Do you think those are equivalent to gays getting married?
Oh, I do.
There you have it. Pastor Rick Warren, in an interview last week, making it very clear how much he opposes gay marriage. Warren's been very consistent in this view. Earlier, we played a clip of him supporting Proposition 8. But those views are coming under particular scrutiny today because, as you're hearing, Barack Obama has tapped this evangelical preacher to give the inaugural invocation next month. Warren is the author of the bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, and a staunch opponent of gay equality and also of abortion rights. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to a progressive preacher, Brad Braxton, the new minister of Riverside Church. But for now, we've been collecting your answers about the conservative preacher, Rick Warren. We've got a question on our website. Do you care that Warren has been tapped to bless the inaugural? At WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And now we'll take your calls at 212-433-WNYC for the next few minutes, 433-9692. And going back to that clip that we just heard, the man conducting the interview there is our guest now, Steve Waldman of BeliefNet. And I think it's safe to say that Waldman is a progressive in his own religion, but he's written a post recently called In Defense of Rick Warren. Hi, Steve. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me back.
And let's get right to it. With Proposition 8, with that clip, why is Obama throwing the civil rights issue of our time under the bus in such a big symbolic way?
Well, part of it is that apparently when he said for the past few months that he was going to make a big deal about reaching across ideological lines, he actually was serious about that. It's sort of funny because he said it a bunch of times, but neither people on the right nor the left actually thought he was going to do it to this degree. He, of course, during the campaign made a big deal of reaching out to evangelicals, Obama did, and so he's following through on that. I think he's got a relationship with Warren on a personal level that makes him feel comfortable with it. And I think he also believes, as do I, that Warren really occupies a very interesting and important spot in the evangelical world right now. He's very conservative on a lot of these issues. But the most important effect he's had is in trying to move the evangelical community to care more about poverty. And that's mostly what he spends his time on. He's a gazillionaire because of purpose-driven life, and he reverse tithes, meaning he gives away 90% and keeps 10%, and really spends a lot of his time in Africa working with the poorest of the poor. So the combination of Warren, both as an individual, what he's worked on, and the role that Warren is trying to play in getting evangelicals focused on the poor, I think is the broader context that, it's worth looking at this in.
From our website, Nicole in New Jersey writes, there is no right or wrong way to make this decision. It's completely open to interpretation. Regardless of what we border state liberals would like to think, Barack Obama does not belong to us exclusively. In addition, you can like and relate to and respect and admire someone who you don't agree with about everything, writes Nicole in New Jersey. But on the other hand, Steve, what he says with this pick is that gay civil rights are not the moral equivalent of black civil rights, because he would never have an avowed racist do the invocation and say, oh, let's agree to disagree. But he's having someone who preaches that gays and lesbians are not the moral equivalent of heterosexuals, but hey, what the heck, let's all get together at the inauguration. Isn't he?
In effect, I think he is. And we should remember that Barack Obama opposed gay marriage. You know, so on if the question turns on gay marriage, and if you oppose gay marriage, you're thereby saying gays have a secondary right to, say, African Americans, then Obama has in fact taken that position. Now, I think you could argue that gay marriage shouldn't be the litmus test for gay rights, but that is what Obama's position has been. That's why, to me, up until a few days ago, when Warren, did this interview, I think it was an easy call because, yeah, he opposed gay marriage, but so did Barack Obama. The problem is with the clip you played. He didn't just oppose gay marriage. He argued it in a way that was deeply insulting. And, that made it, in my view, a much closer call about selecting Warren, and that's where the rub is.
Let's hear from some more of our listeners. Joey in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joey.
Yes, hi. As a gay man, I'm outraged that Obama picked Rick Warren to do this invocation. If I had known this, I would not have given money to his campaign. And we've been thrown under the bus by so many other administrations from Reagan on. This angers me so much, and I hope there's a lot of demonstration out there against this.
Joey, let me read you a post from our website from Eva, who says, I don't think you'll ever get the religious right on board if you shun even people like Rick Warren, who has arguably done more for people with AIDS than any other religious leader. What do you say to Eva?
Yeah, So he's done some work for AIDS, but obviously he's still a very serious homophobe. And, I think that what he said was reprehensible, and Obama should take him off the roster as far as the invocation.
Thank you for your call. Terry in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Brian. Thanks very much for doing this.
Sure.
I'm a gay man also, and I'm also a person of faith, and I disagree with Rick Warren theologically and about homosexuality and about a range of many issues. But I also have read Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope, and in that book he makes a very compelling case for, the fact that we haven't really made much progress in this country by not talking to each other, by sort of forming ourselves into red and blue, not only states, but cities and counties. I moved to New York from North Carolina, and it just turned blue, and it's a big deal down there. But it didn't happen because people weren't talking to one another. I have people like Rick Warren in my family, and I have to sit down at holiday dinners with them and try to love and understand them, and there's nothing more Christian than that. And I think that's what Barack Obama is trying to do. He's really trying to change things, and a lot of us are horribly offended by this choice, are going to have to swallow hard and say, it's time to change the conversation in this country, or we're never going to get anywhere.
Terry, thank you very much. And Steve Waldman from BeliefNet, I get the sense that that's about where you are, is it?
Yeah, it is, and I think there's another point, which is that we've been focused on, what kind of imprimatur, what kind of blessing, if it were, is Barack Obama placing on Warren and his views by selecting him. It cuts the other way, which is conservatives are angry at Warren for agreeing to do this because they fear that Warren, by showing up at the inauguration and blessing, giving a prayer of a pro-abortion candidate or president, is giving legitimacy or the imprimatur to that, and that's why he's getting attacked from the right.
And I want to play one more exchange from your interview with Rick Warren the other day. We've linked to the video of this on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You asked Rick Warren, which is a bigger problem, divorce or gay marriage? He answers divorce by far. And you follow up by asking why it's not talked about as much by preachers.
Oh, we always love to talk about other sins more than ours. Why do we hear more about, drug use than being overweight? Okay, why do we hear more about, anything else besides wasting time? Okay, it's our gossip. We want to just point out, my sins are perfectly acceptable. Your sins are hideous and evil.
Well, that's all nice and friendly, but do you know, Steve, from your work as editor of BeliefNet, whether Rick Warren actually preaches about divorce as much as he preaches against homosexuality?
That's a good question. I think he does, actually, in part because I don't think he actually preaches against homosexuality that much. That's one of the other things about Rick Warren. If you read, The Purpose-Driven Life or his new book, The Purpose of Christmas, the culture war issues just don't loom that large. He's really more focused on core elements of faith. And I think the other thing that clip showed is Warren is really, you just get the sense he's kind of feeling his way through this and hasn't quite gotten the formula that he wants. Because the first part of the interview, he sounds like he's trying to chart a moderate course. I mean, his answer to the first question, which is more important, divorce, which is a bigger threat to the American family, divorce or gay marriage, he said, obviously, divorce. Now, that's not the same answer that a lot of religious conservatives would give. And then he made this statement of, you know, we all attack other people's sins more than our own. Now, that cuts both ways, too. He's trying to be very empathetic about it. Of course, through the years of a gay person, you're hearing him describe homosexuality as a sin, not as a basic identity. So I think Warren is a guy who was raised and cultivated in a very, very conservative Orange County, California evangelical milieu, and that's still a lot of who he is. But for various reasons in recent years, he's been exposed to other, you know, other cultures and issues, and he's actually, I believe, in the early stages of working through some shifts.
All right. Steve Waldman, editor-in-chief of BeliefNet at beliefnet.com, right?
Yes.
Steve Waldman, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, curious if you want to keep posting to our page about whether you care that Rick Warren has been selected to give the invocation at Barack Obama's inauguration. Anyone who is planning to go down, now so upset that you're going to stay here? They could use the space in D.C., you know. But are you that upset? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And in a minute, we will meet the brand new senior minister of a progressive Christian church here in Manhattan, the minister of the Riverside Church, Dr. Brad Braxton. Stay with us.